Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Annual holiday lighting contest underway. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The City of Gillette 2022 Holiday Lighting Contest is taking nominations for this season. There are two categories winners will be selected from: Judge's Choice and People's Choice. Nominations must meet the following criteria. Entry must be within the city limits, you must be 18 years old to participate, an address and photo of the home must be included. Entries can be submitted on the city's website at gillettewy.gov. You can nominate yourself or another home. On December 13th, judges from the Campbell County Senior Center will select the three winners for Judge's Choice. First place receives $300, second place $200, and third place $100. All nominations must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Monday, December 12th. The judges will also select 10 houses for the People's Choice Award. The City of Gillette and the Gillette News Record will post the top 10 houses on their Facebook pages. Residents can vote by liking the photos on Facebook, which will be posted on December 17th. Deadline for voting is Tuesday, December 20th at 8 a.m. The top three homes with the most votes for People's Choice will receive cash prizes. Winners will be announced on December 27th. A bill to cap property taxes in Wyoming was defeated last week in the legislature's Revenue Committee. The bill would have capped most property tax growth in the state at 3% a year, according to Cowboy State Daily News. The reason cited by most of the committee for voting against the bill is that it would require an amendment to the Wyoming Constitution to be legal. The Wyoming County Assessors Association was against the 3% cap, agreeing it was unconstitutional and saying the tax ceiling is unreasonable. Assessed property values increased by $7 billion in 2022. Jeremiah Ryman, executive director of the Wyoming County Commissioners Association, said, "We've certainly rebounded." According to Ryman, if there would have been a 3% cap for the years 2019 to 2022, the state would have lost $1.6 billion in tax collections, or a 15% decrease in revenue. That loss could have resulted in more dependence on the mineral industry to make up the difference. An amendment did pass on another bill that allows consideration of legislation to send a ballot referendum to voters in 2024. The referendum would put the question of the property tax cap to the voters. If passed, it would give the legislature the right to decide what cap would be assessed. The bill will need to pass by a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate to be sent to the voters. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.